Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Adult Learning Linking Theory and Practice is a scholarly yet practice-oriented text in adult education and human resource development, associated with the work of Laura L. Bierma and Sharan B. Arid. Ubesta Pacher. Merriam. The book explains how adults learn across formal education, workplace training, community programs, professional development, and digital environments. Its purpose is not simply to catalog theories, but to show how major adult learning frameworks can guide real instructional decisions. The book covers established approaches such as andragogy, self-directed learning, transformative learning, experiential learning, motivation, cognition, culture, critical perspectives, and technology-mediated learning. It is especially designed for graduate students and practitioners who need a concise but research-grounded map of the field. A central strength is its effort to connect conceptual understanding with facilitation choices, reflection activities, and applied discussion. Rather than treating adult learners as a uniform group, it emphasizes context, identity, prior experience, social location, and purpose as central conditions of adult learning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, andragogy as a foundation for adult-centered instruction. One of the book's central topics is andragogy, the influential framework associated with Malcolm Knowles that distinguishes adult learning from traditional assumptions about child-centered schooling. The text treats andragogy as a useful but not complete starting point. Adults often enter learning with accumulated experience, defined roles, practical goals, and a desire for relevance. These characteristics affect how instruction should be designed. A class, workshop, or workplace learning program that ignores adult experience risks, reducing learners to passive recipients of information, even when they possess rich knowledge from careers, families, communities, and prior education. The practical implication is that facilitators should build opportunities for learners to diagnose needs, connect content to immediate problems, and contribute examples from their own lives. At the same time, the book avoids presenting andragogy as a universal formula. Adults differ by culture, power, confidence, educational background, and access to resources. By placing andragogy among other theories, the book encourages readers to use adult-centered assumptions critically rather than mechanically. Secondly, self-directed learning and the learner's role in planning growth. The book gives significant attention to self-directed learning, a major concept in adult education that focuses on the learner's ability to identify needs, set goals, locate resources, select strategies, and evaluate outcomes. This topic matters because much adult learning happens outside formal classrooms, including professional certification, career transitions, parenting, civic participation, health management, and informal online learning. The text presents self-direction as more than independent study. It involves judgment, initiative, reflection, and the ability to navigate available support. A practical reading of the concept helps educators design environments where learners have meaningful choices without being abandoned. For example, facilitators can provide structured options, learning contracts, reflective prompts, peer consultation, and feedback cycles. The book also makes it possible to see the limits of self-direction. Not all learners have equal confidence, time, digital access, or familiarity with academic norms. Effective adult education, therefore, balances autonomy with scaffolding. Ajok and Ports and Est, recognizing that self-directed learning is shaped by social and institutional conditions, as well as personal motivation. Thirdly, transformative learning through reflection on assumptions. Transformative learning is another important framework addressed in the book. Associated especially with Jack Nazero, it explains learning as a process in which adults revise their assumptions, perspectives, and frames of reference. This differs from learning that simply adds information to existing beliefs. In transformative learning, experience can create dissonance when familiar explanations no longer fit new realities. Reflection, dialogue, and critical questioning then help learners reconsider how they interpret themselves, others, and the world. The book's value lies in translating this theory into educational practice without making transformation sound automatic or easy. Facilitators cannot force a change in perspective, but they can create conditions that support it: respectful dialogue, exposure to alternative viewpoints, reflective writing, analysis of assumptions, and opportunities to connect insight with action. And the framework is especially relevant in leadership development, diversity education, professional ethics, and adult education programs where identity and social meaning matter. The book also signals that transformation involves emotion, risk, and context, not merely rational analysis. Fourthly, experience, embodiment, motivation, and cognition in adult learning. A distinctive feature of the book is its broad treatment of how adults learn beyond abstract theory alone. It includes experience and learning, motivation, brain and cognitive functioning, and even body and spirit as dimensions of adult learning. This coverage widens the field from classroom technique to the conditions that make learning possible and meaningful. Experiential learning emphasizes that adults learn through activity, reflection, interpretation, and application, not only through lectures or assigned readings. Motivation matters because adult learners often balance education with work, caregiving, financial pressure, and personal obligations. Cognitive functioning matters because memory, attention, prior knowledge, and aging can shape how learning is processed. The inclusion of body and spirit points to holistic approaches that recognize emotion, values, physical presence, and meaning-making. The practical consequence is that adult educators should design learning that is active, purposeful, reflective, and humane. Effective instruction considers energy, relevance, emotional safety, practice, and feedback, rather than assuming that clear content alone produces learning. Lastly, culture. Critical perspectives and learning in the digital age, the book also addresses adult learning as socially situated, especially through its chapters on culture and context, critical thinking and critical perspectives, and digital age learning. This is important because adult learning is never detached from institutions, technologies, identities, and power relations. Cultural background shapes communication styles, expectations of authority, definitions of knowledge, and comfort with participation. Critical perspectives ask learners and educators to examine whose knowledge is valued, whose experience is marginalized, and how social structures influence access to learning. Digital learning adds another layer, because online platforms, artificial intelligence tools, multimedia resources, and network communities can expand access while also creating new inequalities. The book's practical contribution is to prevent technology from being treated as a neutral delivery mechanism. Digital tools must be aligned with learning purposes, learner needs, accessibility, interaction, and reflection. By combining culture, critique, and technology, the text positions adult education as both instructional design and social practice. This makes it relevant to contemporary classrooms, workplaces, and community learning settings. In conclusion, adult learning linking theory and practice is best suited for graduate students in adult education, human resource development, instructional design, higher education, leadership development, and related professional fields. It is also useful for workplace trainers, faculty developers, coaches, community educators, and program designers who need a compact but serious introduction to adult learning theory. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers choose instructional strategies with a theoretical rationale rather than relying only on habit, personality, or generic training models. Intellectually, it offers a structured view of the field by placing andragogy, self-directed learning, transformative learning, experiential learning, cognition, motivation, culture, critical perspectives, and digital learning in conversation with one another. Compared with many adult education texts, it stands out for combining breadth, readability, and application. It is not a narrow handbook of teaching tips, but it also avoids becoming an inaccessible theory survey. The recurring emphasis on reflection, discussion, and applied activities makes it especially useful in courses and professional learning communities. Its differentiation lies in treating adult learning as cognitive, social, cultural, emotional, and practical at the same time. Readers looking for a research-based bridge between theory and facilitation will find it particularly valuable. If you would like to support Laura L. Birma, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around. Thank you.